Welcome, all who listen, to the Croft and Warrior podcast. Specifically, this is Quinn and Jack Goof Off. Quinn's only in half of this. So, just to let you know, our podcast has a lot of technical difficulties. Just in general, we have a lot. As you probably know from the recent episodes, where parts of interviews were just cut off. Ha ha ha. Well, we lost the entirety of an interview with Mr. Door. Mr. Door, my sincerest apologies that your entire interview is gone. It's just completely gone. Hello, cicadas. Anywho, you are about to hear two interviews, one with Miss Hansen, Liam, Grant, and myself, and then you're going to hear another one from Darren, Liam again, Quinlan, and then me again. So it was a fun time. We recorded these during homecoming day, and you'll hear a little bit more about that. But in general, that's all you really need to know. Have fun barging into a conversation while it's halfway through. Thank you so much for listening, even though we have several problems every single podcast. Whoosh. Miss Hansen.
Testing.
I don't know if that actually worked. I don't know if that's any of that recorded, honestly. But That's okay. So, how's it going?
It's going well.
Do you enjoy homecoming week?
I enjoy aspects of homecoming week.
But do you enjoy homecoming week?
I enjoy aspects of homecoming week.
In general, do you think it's above, like, from 1 to 10, Is homecoming above a 5?
Yes.
That's all I really needed.
Yeah. I love dress-up days, but also it's really hard to get kids to learn during homecoming week.
Is it really?
I mean, kind of. No one wants to do anything.
Yeah,
oh, you're the one with the Velcro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I think he is, too.
Okay.
It's hard to get kids to learn sometimes on homecoming week.
Is it? Oh. I guess, yeah. But I never get the teaching standpoint, which is kind of fun.
From a teaching standpoint, do you think homecoming is fun?
Probably not. I assume. From a student standpoint, it's okay.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy the float building day today? You don't have to teach today.
I don't have to teach. That's fun. I love being outside. That's fun.
But standing around while a bunch of kids fight over what to put on a float?
Honestly, that's not bad either. It's just like the chaos sometimes that can get a little overwhelming. When it's like, where are kids going? What are they doing? Am I in charge of them in that spot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to watch.
It's fun to see the floats. I think it's a wonderful problem-solving and creative outlet for you all.
Yeah, more like the drama.
The drama of it? The fighting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're just sitting back watching it like Beverly Hills. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah. It's my Real Housewives.
That's your Real Housewives.
It's my Real Housewives.
Yeah. You're missing it.
How is Crofton Homecoming compared to Iowa Homecoming? I don't know. I forgot where in Iowa you're from.
Homecoming.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Ours was a little bit better.
You want to say that louder for those listening?
It was a little bit better.
Wow.
In what ways?
I can't believe that. I cannot believe.
Believe. We didn't build floats because that was a safety issue for us.
So it's better?
Yes, because we would spend the entire day. So, hold on. Let's start from the beginning. So, you would start the day walking down to a park. And then the cheerleaders had, like, all of these games. And you just played games all day, like, as a huge school. And then, like, they were just all these different, like, relays and games, and we played them at the park. And then the Powerpuff, they did a Powerpuff game. Then everyone.
Like Powerpuff Girls?
No, Powerpuff, like football. Yeah. When the girls play football, and then the boys were the cheerleaders.
Oh, so just just football with girls playing?
Yeah, and boys would be the cheerleaders and have to do like a halftime show.
Powerpuff Girls.
And then we would. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I meant like a little bit of sugar spice.
Yeah, no.
And a
Powerpuff
tablespoon
is like
of everything
football,
nice.
But when the girls play.
Oh, okay.
And then we would go back to school. We would eat lunch, and then we would have this huge pep rally at 1:00, a massive pep rally. And that's when they would crown the court. Like all elementary, high school was in the gym. Cheerleaders would do their cheer. Band would play. They would do this whole skit, and then they would crown the court, and then you all went to the parade. After that.
I'm not gonna lie. I'd rather just go home.
That sounds stupid.
Why?
Yeah,
no, it was so much fun.
Just a little.
It sounds terrible.
It was so much fun.
The games, I can understand the games.
The games were fun.
Yeah, but a pep rally?
Like football game? They would not do a football game here. They would, like, the girls would play, but then the guys would be like, ugh, I don't want a cheerleader.
Our guys would get into cheerleading. Like, they would try to do stunts.
They would try to do it, but then they would only be laughing at themselves, and everyone else would be like, this is just stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do it.
I'd
watch that.
Yeah.
I would start cheerleading, and then everyone would point at me and make fun of me, which, you know,
I would
honestly, it's
be
fine.
Cheering for you.
I mean, I have no shame. I'll do it.
Yeah, I've kind of run out.
Yeah. I've stopped caring.
Are Fresh you going to cheerlead?
I mean, might as well.
See, there will be three of you. Three of you are doing it. Everyone else
we can do
in.
One triangle. We can we can stand and then
push Shaggy on our shoulders.
On the top.
Oh
yeah.
Dear God, you mm-hmm. do not want that.
It would have to be.
Yeah, I think it would have to.
Naturally.
See, you're set.
Well, there both we you are naturally going to go to the hospital then.
I'm
like 300 pounds.
That's fine. We'll do that. It's for homecoming.
It's for homecoming.
Homecoming's important.
For the sake of homecoming.
Miss Hansen, do you think that we should have some sort of a... Some places don't have homecoming in a, mm-hmm. in a... What's the word I'm looking for? In replacement, they have a winter formal of sorts.
Ooh.
Do you think that our school would benefit from doing a winter formal in addition to or in replacement of homecoming?
We did a winter formal in addition to.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. We had like a week of dress-up days.
In small town Iowa?
Yeah.
In
Petting Zoo, Iowa? I think we had a week of dress-up days. Petting Zoo, Iowa. And then at the end, it was a winter formal dance.
Wait, so you had homecoming and then a winter formal dance?
No, we had homecoming and our homecoming dance. And then in the winter.
Oh, you just had a separate.
Like second semester, I think, we had a dance like in January.
Did you have prom in addition to that then?
Wow. We would have three dances a year.
That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, to me, that sounds like too much.
Too much. But, okay, our prom, only seniors and juniors could go. Like, you could not ask sophomores or freshmen.
You couldn't ask sophomores.
You couldn't even ask them. They could not go. They would go to serve, but they could not stay for the dance.
Really?
So, it was just juniors and seniors. So, every, like, freshmen and sophomores at least had two dances.
How big was your school?
My class was, like, 45.
Oh.
It was about the size of Crofton.
Not that much bigger then.
No.
Hmm. Liam, what do you think about homecoming?
It's fine. Would I rather be here today? No.
Liam, would you ever rather be here?
Especially to... answer to that is no. But...
I know.
Yeah, no. I would rather not be here at all. But especially today.
Especially today?
Yeah.
Like, you would rather be here less today than on a day when you are learning.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I'm already doing nothing. I'd rather just do nothing at my house.
I respect that.
Yeah. Has way better air conditioning.
Yeah.
Just go outside.
AC,
it's cold
go
outside,
outside,
Liam.
Outside, yeah.
You don't need AC.
That's fair.
Yeah, but there's no power outlets outside.
Yeah, fair. No power outlets. Oh, yeah.
No Wi-Fi.
All for you don't...
There is Wi-Fi.
All for you didn't know, I brought my laptop today. That's why I'm staying inside.
Yeah. I'm surprised that, like, you set up your game and nobody said anything.
Oh, yeah. No, I was wondering if Mr. O was going to whinge and moan about it, but he didn't. He walked past it. I think he said some things, but then I gave a pretty good excuse if I'm just not going to go on it, and they're pretty much already done, which, I mean, they are
pretty much almost, they
it
are done.
Did not take them long.
It did not take them long.
So, like,
everybody's doing nothing.
Why? Mm-hmm. What has to do?
Do you think we need a full day of float building?
No.
No. Let me go home at, like, 9.
Show up at 8:30 and go home at, like,
I think we
9:30.
Put that bulletin. It's not a bulletin board.
Bulletin board?
Not a bulletin board.
Bulletin board?
A bulletin board. What's it called?
Poster?
Video board.
Oh,
the video board?
The video board to use and put a movie on.
We could do that.
Okay, yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
We could do that right now.
Yeah, I think that.
We have the ability to.
Or
I think Apple TV hooked up.
I think they should do, like, the kickball game today after everyone's done building
That
floats.
Would make sense.
You know,
that would.
Build floats until, like, 11.
Oh, my goodness.
Kickball game.
You know, okay, so the first episode of the podcast was about the homecoming coronation changeup. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you listened to it, Grant, but...
I listened to, like, half of it.
Hey, I appreciate that. That's how a lot of people say. I listened to half, but people talk... So our homecoming coronation changeup, for all those listeners who didn't listen to the first episode...
I listened. Don't look at me.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Liam.
Whoa. Liam.
Whoa. He's okay there, you. Pal. Calm down.
So, Liam, I don't know if you knew this, but we had a coronation changeup. We used to have coronation on the Sunday before homecoming week, and we would have a kickball game. Band would perform. Choir would perform. Choir would have to learn a whole new song to do that, and we would serenade the queen. It was always awkward, except for when it wasn't a couple times. But... We would have that. There would be a kickball game, wiffle ball game, some sort of thing.
There'd be tug of war.
There would be tug of war between classes, and it would be a very fun time. So maybe a bonfire? Would there be a bonfire afterwards?
Oh, I think I did hear bonfire.
I think that was a newer thing.
That was a newer thing? Anywho, so they would do that on Sunday before the homecoming thing. Last year, changed it, so now we have coronation. So Sunday, the whole shebang, the whole enchilada was considered coronation, right? Now, coronation, air quotes, is right after the parade. So they have a little, they had a little truck last year that had all of the homecoming candidates, and then my father, Dwayne Schieffer, announced who the homecoming candidates and then homecoming king queen are. Prince, princess? King, queen.
King, queen.
King, queen. So that's the new thing. Would it be better if we did it now?
Did what now?
If we did the coronation stuff, if we had the entire coronation stuff right before...
The parade.
If we didn't have this whole day to... Oh my goodness, we're breaking
this
the ground.
This is what I told you. This is what we did at my school. We would do the pep rally, and then you would go to the
that's
parade.
That's what you just said. That's why.
That's what I just said. Yeah, exactly. And then you said it was stupid.
Yeah,
and then I
explained what we're doing, just so we have a little bit of background. Yes, I think that would be probably a good idea.
Right.
I don't know. Have there ever been? Has?
Because then everyone's here.
Grant, question for you, because you have made a float for 6 years now. Maybe not you have made a float, but your class has made a float for 6 years. Have you ever used all of the time that we have today to make a float with, well, in junior high, you probably had like 15 people in your class, but like with 20 people, have you used up 3 hours of floating?
I don't think so, but I think like every year the float committee people would like go to someone's house and build stuff there first.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, I guess they just showed up today with a barn.
Yeah.
I saw that barn. That was a good barn.
It is a good barn.
I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah, so do coronation before the parade. Do coronation. Then you know who the
that
king and queen are.
That might be an idea.
Then they get to drive through the parade as the king and queen.
Yeah.
And everyone's here for it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the issue with like that Sunday night thing. Like, not everyone's here.
Yeah, and that would solve that would really kill two ravens with one Simone. Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
You could bus all the elementary kids over. They could all be here for it.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Parents could show up, and then they can walk on down to the
parade.
That's
an idea. Mr. O better listen to this. Hi, Mr. O. Thank you for listening.
Hi, Mr. O.
I really appreciate that.
Glad you're here.
Yeah, please disregard my last comment on you whinging and moaning if you do.
Oh yes.
If you do listen to
this.
Maybe we'll just have them cut.
I might.
Edit that.
Honestly, just cut the vast majority of stuff I say.
I might do that. Yeah. Grant, question. What was the question I was going to ask Grant? Dang it. That train's gone.
Bye, train.
Bye, there you go.
I hope you find it out.
I was going to ask Miss Hansen, who do you think is going to be king and queen?
Liam?
Can I answer? Can I answer for her?
No, I don't want to be
sure. You can answer too.
It's gonna be Braxton and Cassie.
Do you think?
It's gonna be.
Probably.
That's how these things
probably
work.
That's the couple.
I get. I didn't know that they were dating.
I mean, I knew they were apparently dating for like a month.
Like two, I think. That's what the trivia said.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We had.
I heard about this.
Yeah, we had trivia. We had trivia between Dorr and Baker to see who would have to suffer through chaperoning the homecoming dance. And whoever won didn't have to do it. Mr. Dorr lost. He's going to be at the dance tonight with a meter stick to make sure that people are leaving room for the Lord.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Sammy, would you like to be on the podcast after
Sammy,
Liam leaves? Ah, she's working.
That's what y'all are supposed to be doing.
Working? We're Speaking working right of, now. I had the green light to do this podcast.
Should.
So.
I mean, I was not, but then again, I'm not going to be on the phone.
You were kind of given the green light to do nothing today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Generally.
In the way I think, if no one talks to me about it, I'm probably okay. Mr. O might have a conversation with me like Monday. But by then, it's already gone.
So, Liam,
I'm not bringing it back.
If you are speeding down the road, is it okay as long as a cop doesn't tell you it's not okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the term? I mean, no cop, no stop?
Yep.
Isn't that the saying?
Yeah.
I'm concerned.
As long as they don't hit someone.
The saying is, anything's legal if the cops aren't around.
Nope, that's not the
to
same.
To quote Grunkle Stan.
Oh, my God.
Liam, let me ask
you. Are
you
blind?
What
with these cataracts,
is...
I might as well be.
Is that a raccoon?
Oh, my.
Is that a raccoon?
I have no idea what you're saying.
You ever watch Gravity Falls?
No.
Oh.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should.
Miss Hansen. We should have a watch party with Miss Hansen of just the entire season, two seasons of Gravity Falls.
Oh, I would.
We should put that on the video board.
I would love it.
Do it. Talk to some people. Make it
Officer,
happen.
Officer, this bear was prescribed to me by Dr. Medicine. That was his name, yeah. Dr. Medicine. Anywho.
Liam.
Yeah?
Out of the entire school year, what is your favorite day of school?
Oh.
What day?
I don't want to be super stereotypical and say the last.
No, don't be that person. Pick a different one.
The last day's a good day, though.
It's a good day. It's a half day. That's
no,
pretty
I don't
good.
Like the last day of school.
You don't like the last day of school? I guess you are not a student.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's just like, what do you do on the last day?
Yeah.
Do we keep learning? Do we take a test? I have to grade that test once you leave.
That's true.
Do I just let you all mess around?
I think yeah.
People start screaming
you,
at
you
each other?
You kind of mess around.
I know, but then that's when things get out of hand. Anyways, please, Liam, continue.
Sorry.
Favorite day of
favorite
school.
Favorite day of
school. That is
Sunday.
Not the last day.
Sunday.
That's not
the
day
Lord's
school.
Day. Mm. What are contenders for the best
yeah.
day?
I
last
don't
day?
Know.
Do you like cleanup day?
Day? Ooh, I hate cleanup day.
Not cleanup day?
No, I'm.
Do you hate cleanup day more than average day of school?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
I halfway enjoy it.
I halfway enjoy cleanup day as well.
I'm not going to lie. To me, I really shouldn't be dirty in the first place.
And yet it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny how that happens.
Last day of school is like, is there anything special about the last day before Christmas?
Yeah, before Christmas break.
That's kind of the last day of the semester.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Also, but it gets cold, though.
It does get cold.
What about the first day of school?
Honestly, yeah, first day of school, I still have that enthusiasm, that love for life. Then by like, by month two, I just kind of want to die.
Okay, maybe not that.
Not that far,
but like, you know,
I still have a love for life.
It's kind of like walking through molasses. You're just kind of trudging through it.
That's a good analogy.
Hey, fun fact. Well, not so fun fact. Do you want to know why people say you can smell molasses in Boston?
Oh, you're talking about the Boston molasses flood?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you apparently already heard.
I actually know about this.
Yeah, it's
molasses flood.
Nuts.
Grant, you know about the Boston molasses flood, right? Professor Liam, do your due diligence.
All right, so like, I think it was the 1920s, maybe 1908. That sounds about right.
I think 20s.
Yeah, 1920s. 30s? These cheap people decided not to get the right fittings for what effectively was a miniature grain silo full of molasses.
Kind of a water tower of molasses.
Yeah. So when they were filling it up one time, it broke. And then everything...
Screws loose.
Yeah. Then everything buckled. One hit the other. And then next thing you know, there was like... Was it like a 20-foot...
Tsunami.
Like mile per hour... Not
20 foot mile an hour.
Yeah, 20 foot an hour thing of molasses.
A lot of molasses.
Mm. Lots of molasses. I think it was.
Flooded.
That there's a bummer.
Yeah.
A couple of people died.
Yeah, which is.
Like a few.
Hmm.
Which I feel bad for, but
it's
also.
Kind of a sad way to go.
Yeah.
But also, how do you die from like.
Well, the thing is, what they couldn't do, they couldn't like go into the molasses because they would get stuck in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and wait,
so they would have
winter.
To wait for it to harden. And then they could go out and help somebody.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they could just, like, walk on top of it.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. 1908/1920s were hard times.
I mean, I can tell you another kind of funny one. In Ireland, one time, a brewery spilt, like, almost all of its liquor. And you just want to know what the Irish people did?
Drink it up from the ground?
Oh, yeah. They took off their boots and just
kind of... just, like, filled them up?
Yeah.
Is that where a shoey comes from?
Honestly, it might be. And if so, that is amazing.
Yeah, there's history behind everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
The world's so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed, isn't it?
Unless you get to the sad parts.
Unless you're
there
in
are
school.
Some sad parts.
Like
and
all of
Liam.
Europe. Europe is sad.
Europe is sad. Good thing school is happy. Right, Liam? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Liam, favorite class. Go.
Ooh. That probably, it probably is novels.
And you won't answer favorite student?
Woo! That's because I knew the answer.
That's
my class.
But how sad would you feel if he didn't say novels, huh?
I'm not insulted in the slightest because I'm an adult.
He's not lying.
And I have strong emotional standings.
Okay,
I have
come
very
on now.
Strong
we both
emotional
know that's
standings,
not true.
Ms. Hansen.
Liam, did you hear him?
We both know that's not true.
Yeah.
That's also, he's right.
Yeah. Come on now.
That's fun. You're right. I would have cried.
Novels.
See? Novels. Should have taken
See,
it.
Why can you ask him?
Why do you take novels?
You
I don't have
sucks.
Time.
You asked me. I just didn't answer. He didn't have to answer. You can ask.
Yeah. Why didn't you take novels?
Why
Who's
didn't
your
take
favorite
novels?
Teacher, Liam? You right. don't have to answer it if
you don't have
want
to answer.
To.
Feel free to not
He's
answer.
He's not here anymore, but Mr. Sanger was actually pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, he got to play Monopoly a lot, Mr. Sanger's.
Did you go to Sanger's classes?
I took a couple.
Really?
Yeah. Also, you are in my novels class right now.
Yeah.
Right now, Liam.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't get to play Monopoly.
Yeah, too bad. He hates novels class.
Yeah, so you want to hear, like...
You're an adult, Miss Hansen.
Some emotionally stable adult.
Yeah, huh? Crazy.
That's me.
Who's your favorite student?
I will never.
Not me.
Never. You are all my favorite students.
Certainly not me at this point.
I feel like you'd be
all
up there.
All of you.
I would like to think
you
I might
be
in
the
there.
Top 10.
I'd be
okay.
surprised if I'm in the top 10.
Let's be real for a second. Let's imagine that teachers do have favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine, because it's theoretical
they
and it's not true in the slightest.
Yes, they do. It's human nature to have favorites.
If that were the case.
It is.
It's not necessarily like a rank.
It's not a list.
It's not like a list, like 1 through 10.
10 in general.
But it's kind of just like maybe a grouping. You know, maybe we like subconsciously group kids. We're like, these ones, they can take any
of
my classes. Take any of my classes. These ones, not bad. I'll take them. Not bad. I'll take them. You know, and then you have the ones that are like, you know, they haven't given me any issues, but they're there. And then you have the ones where you're like, if you never take one of my classes again, I appreciate you as a human being, but I would be fine with that. You know?
We know them.
Oh, yeah.
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 No.
Or either one of them. Ooh, especially when they're together. That's
what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bleeping those names.
Oh, yeah.
I'm keeping it in, but I'm bleeping the names.
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
no.
There are no kids that I, like, hate in this school. Genuinely no kids.
Is that a fact?
That is a genuine fact because I can find redeeming qualities in every kid. No, every kid. Even if they're a kid that like...
Scratch their nuts every day?
Stop that. Even if they're a kid who can be a little difficult, they still have redeeming qualities. Everyone has a redeeming quality.
Really?
Yeah. Like there are some days where certain kids you have named are in those top groups.
Is that really?
Yes, and then there are days when they're not.
Group?
They can go back and forth.
The top group?
It's fluid.
The
they know.
The top group?
Well, in the top groups.
Groupings.
They're in like number two.
Groups.
Then they're in the two spot.
And then there's some days where anyone
crazy.
Anyone can fall to the
if
last group
a day
on
where
any
is above me. That's not a day I want to be.
What if you guys are in the same group?
I'd be so frustrated.
I honestly would be offended at that point.
I'd be very offended.
Like, all right, unless it's disruptive.
See, and
then
that's
then
why we don't tell you who's in the groups. That right there, you would be offended.
I'd be so offended.
Yeah, like.
So it's just best that everyone thinks they're my favorite.
That would hurt.
Yeah.
Everyone is my favorite student.
Honestly, I would prefer if you just put me in my own little group somewhere. It doesn't have to be the top or the bottom.
You can be in a group over here. Just Liam.
All right,
Grant,
cool.
Is your favorite teacher Mr. Door too?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Door. Oh, wait, unironically, he's also really, he's really cool. I love
go
Mr.
Home.
Door.
I'm kidding.
Grant, favorite
was
teacher.
Was that your
go.
Liam impression? Sorry.
It kind of was, yeah.
Grant, favorite teacher?
Favorite teacher.
Probably Door.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. He is cool.
See, I'm a grown human being.
Yeah,
handling this so well.
She's not even feeling anything.
On the slightest. No, I'm joking. That's fair. See, that's like that's a worthy opponent to lose to. Jack,
solid. My favorite teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Baker?
Mm-hmm. Favorite teacher.
I don't know, Jack. She might stab you.
She's looking at me with like, you know when, what? It's like if my mom needs something, like done, and she's like, "Hey, do you want to come fix this light bulb?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll do it in a little bit." She's like. You want to come fix this light bulb? You know? You know? Not that my mom would ever say. I don't think my mom would have ever done something like
that. Oh, my mom has totally done that.
It's just that look of like.
You're doing this now. Mm-hmm. This is not. Mm-hmm. This is.
You got that down.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
This is not a request. You are doing this right now.
Who's my favorite teacher?
Favorite teacher.
I think there's groups. There's definitely groups, and I'm not gonna say what teachers are in the groups because that really hurt your feelings. But
okay,
unlike your list, I think mine is. It doesn't vary from day to day. I think it might vary from year to year.
Fair enough.
But it's pretty solid on who my favorite teachers are.
Honestly, I think that's fair too. Kaylee and I had a very long conversation about teachers last year, and again, she was like, I don't think you can like rank them like this is the best teacher, because then she tried to on the board, but then like she's like, oh, but this teacher, you know, like there's just too many good ones.
There are some very good teachers.
Yeah. And I'm not offended if I am not at the top of anyone's list, because I think,
who's in my top group? I could name off some of my top group. Just to, like, make people feel nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who's in that top group,
Ms.
Jack?
Ms. Hess is in, like, 3. I'm kidding. I'm making a joke.
I know you are.
It's a joke. Bakes in my one spot.
Yep, she's a good one.
Bakes up there. Door's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Love Mr. Door.
Mm-hmm.
probably leader. I don't think of leader like leaders. Yeah. Leader's more of a coach, usually, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
Leader's up there.
She's a good one.
Leader's definitely up
there.
They're
all good ones.
I don't know about like coaches though. Yeah. You know.
Do they count as teachers?
Do they count
like,
as teachers?
Yeah. She's a teacher.
She's a teacher.
She has an education degree. She's
Ginger Schieffer,
teaching
one of my favorite teachers.
Oh. Top of the list.
Of all time.
Right there.
I'd say, at the top of the list. Group one. How many teachers have I had in my life?
No, I'm joking. See, you don't have to put me there because I will not be offended. I do have to go help.
Miss Hansen's in the one spot.
She would be if she didn't still love Plainview.
Yep. That's true. If she abandoned her ex, Plainview.
We all have our faults.
But do you regret it?
Do you
it?
Have any redeeming qualities, though?
I would never regret anything, and I have a lot of redeeming qualities in every day.
I don't.
And I live without regrets, Grant.
I am irredeemable.
Are you?
That's not
true. Ms. Hansen, are you one of those people who are like, I don't regret anything because it all brought me to where I am today?
Yeah.
Okay.
But in, like, a genuine way. No, I mean, I do have regrets, probably, but I try not to dwell on them because you can't change it.
That's a good mentality.
It's like the poem by
Robert Frost. Oh, Bobby Frost?
Yeah. I took the road less traveled by, and I'll never know what was down that other road. And alas, that's just what life is.
I regret most things. I regret, you regret most things.
Oh, you gotta
I fear life will be long.
What?
Life will be long for you.
Oh,
right,
yeah. No, it's already so long. It's going to get longer.
Then
you
might as well enjoy it while you're here.
Fix that, Liam.
What?
Your mentality.
I mean, I feel like we can go really long on this.
We could spend a lot of time on this.
On Liam's mentality.
Oh, yeah, no. It could go really long and get really sad.
I sub that
that's
as
true.
A therapist.
Yeah, she does.
Very good.
I went to two. Both died. Unrelated. Unrelated.
You just dropped a crazy piece of lore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should just do like a Liam lore.
We should. We should have Liam's entire life story. That episode should come out.
That episode. Do you want to know something? Can I say something? I don't know. I don't want to say it.
Oh, no. You said it. Now you have to say it.
Can I say that? I'm not going
to
say anything.
Well, here's the thing. Liam, you tell me if you don't want me to say this, but we may have asked Liam the other day who his best guy friends were in this school. Can I say it?
You two are on there.
You two are on the list.
Yeah.
Appreciative.
Yeah. Yeah, you two are pretty
cool. How exciting.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Appreciative.
Friends.
Yeah.
Friends.
How many were on the list?
Like 4 or 5.
Baby Tar.
What was the list?
Yeah. Tyler and Philip.
Tizzle.
Philip's
Phil.
Cool.
Legend.
Philip is an underrated choice. He doesn't talk much, and I respect the hell out of that.
Liam. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'll bleep it.
Language.
I can bleep whatever.
Frick.
drop a hard F. Anywho,
nope. I think my time here has come
to
an
end. Do it, Miss Hansen. Drop a hard F.
Come on.
I would never do such a thing in front of students.
I'm gonna bleep that whole thing so it sounds like. I'm going to do it.
Okay, that's my sign to leave. You have too much power now.
All right.
Woo. All right.
I need to go check on my freshman. Y'all have fun.
All right. Thanks. If you want to, while you're out there, if you want to grab, like, Quinlan and Darren.
Ooh, yes, grab those two.
Are you going to stay on the podcast?
I'll stay on the podcast.
All right,
I don't
sure.
know. Special guest Liam.
Grant, are you staying on the podcast?
I'll call her a day for now.
That sounds good. If you want to chuck down that headset, we can do that. Yeah. Liam, how's life?
It's going fine.
It's going fine?
Yeah, it's getting to like the kind of depression months. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah, seasonal depression?
Oh, probably. I don't know. I don't go to the doctor as often as I should.
I don't think they're going to play chess.
They might be, honestly.
We're not going to get out of chessboard.
Those two have been playing a lot of chess.
They have been playing a lot of chess.
I'm proud of them.
We have a new podcast. Quinn and Darren Play Chess.
Really?
We have one episode out. It came out Monday is the podcast, and it came out Monday. And it's just them playing chess and me just, like, talking. And it's, like, the most raw thing because you can't think about what you're going to say because they're busy playing chess. So, it's just very, it's the most genuine you're ever going to see Quinlan and Darren.
Oh.
It's silly. It's very goofy. Quinlan and Darren.
Yeah,
hello.
I'm here.
Let's go.
Quinlan, you can be this one. Darren, you can be that one.
Yeah, Darren,
walk on that one. Hey, guys.
Howdy.
Hey. Yeah, welcome. Hi. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh,
hey,
these
Peyton.
These stools are the smallest thing.
They are small stools.
Oh, yeah.
Put on
they
that headset, dog.
I see why you did this.
Put on that headset. I'm going to have to cut off all of this jumbling.
Yeah.
So, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You want to give me a test? Darren?
Test.
Just like your normal speaking
normal
volume.
Normal test.
Test.
Okay. Thank you.
Test.
Okay, that'll work. Hey, guys.
Howdy. Hi.
How's it going?
It's going.
Very awesome.
What do you, how's homecoming day going for you guys right now?
Good. I've just been going around.
Help with the float a little bit, hanging out.
Yes, exactly.
A little bit hanging out.
Yeah.
A little bit helping, a lot of hanging out.
Yep, that'll do it. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about homecoming as a whole?
It's fun.
I like it. It's all right. It's cool,
we get
I guess.
Out of a day of school.
That's yeah. true. Well, not really, but sort of.
And we always win football. Always.
Pretty much.
Always. Every time.
Every single time.
Yeah, we're going to freaking obliterate them.
Yeah, yes. It's Nio.
Wait, like, really?
Yeah.
Nio
yeah, we're going to obliterate them.
Like based off of, like, statistics?
Hardington beat Nio by, like, 70 points.
And then we
beat
Hardington by a lot.
Oh, we're gonna curve stomp them.
Yeah, it's gonna be really bad.
Oh, I feel a little bad
as a homecoming.
We're gonna
so
cream these guys like a can of corn.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
I also feel bad for him. Do you guys think? So this was the conversation topic of last interview with Miss Hansen and Liam and Grant, among many other things. But the idea was brought up. You know how we had our homecoming coronation change from, like,
yeah,
Sunday
from
to
like, yeah.
after the parade?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that instead of using all of this time to build floats and doing nothing for half the time, do you think if we had, like, some time to build float and then we did all of the coronation festivities right after that before the parade?
Yeah.
I think we could
do
that.
That
I feel like, yeah, because I feel like they give us a lot of time to do floats and we don't even use half the time.
Yes. I think we were done with the float. At
yeah.
like 10.
Well, and there's only like yeah. 6 people that are like really truly working on the float.
Because you don't actually need like 30 people.
Yeah. You can't.
You
use
cannot
30
use
people.
30 people.
Yeah. Like sole point of me bringing something to do, I would die from boredom.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why you guys wanted the podcast. So, yeah. Generally, what I told Mr. Dorr was that this is the conversation topic is not homecoming, but homecoming is like the springboard. For
yes, and then it just kind of evolves.
Yeah, Darren, are you gonna get a haircut?
Maybe.
that was not. The wrong
I
person.
I don't think you need one, Liam. What are you inferring, buddy?
I'm not saying you should.
Could yeah,
but like maybe plant the seed of an idea.
No, I'm telling you, I've told everybody this. I'm going
I know,
to do it
but
for my senior year
it's just,
pictures.
It's,
I'm gonna
it's
do some with long hair and some with short hair.
Really?
Yes.
I mean,
that's fun.
That is kind of a cool idea, but honestly, you just look nice.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Yeah, you do.
Are you saying I don't look nice right now?
No, I'm just saying you'd look nice with short hair.
I see where our friendship is going.
Okay.
It's currently spiraling downhill.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No. Eventually, my hair will be short again, and I'll see how I like it. And if I don't like it, I'll have long hair again. And if
you
I do like it,
you can always grow it back out.
Exactly. Know? Unless I go bald soon. Could happen.
That's true.
My dad's bald. That means oh, I'll really? Be bald at some point.
My dad's
that's
also bald.
Have you ever seen our dad?
I mean, you'll be bald at some point.
No, maybe not.
That makes sense. He doesn't live around.
Do you want to be bald?
No.
If you had hair, what would you do?
I don't know.
Say if you didn't have hair.
I'd probably just have it shorter.
Yeah. I feel like I heard at some point that hair genes come from your mom's side.
Oh,
like male pattern baldness
genes. Then I'm chill.
Oh,
so then I'll have hair for the rest of my life.
I will have less.
That sucks.
I think, what was I going to say? My opinion, I think that there is some point in being male pattern baldness where you just got to commit to it and you just got to shave it all
off. Yes, because if you have just a ring of hair,
just
you look like an old bum.
Okay, I have. So.
Oh, wait, just get out.
I know this guy.
Like an old bum.
I know this guy. He's like 22 years old, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He has the toilet bowl going on.
Oh, does he?
Like in the back. It's bad. It's like completely bald and then really thin hair all around it.
Oh,
and he's like 22 years old.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And I think, I don't know if he knows, but he just needs to let it go.
Yes.
Like he's trying to hang on to it. It's not good.
I think letting it go, there's a fine line.
There's a point at which you just have to be like, well, I'm going to look better bald than like this.
Yes.
That's,
you just look
that's
like,
when
you,
that's
look
when
like
you
a,
start growing the facial
yes,
hair to make up for
you need to have the beard.
Yeah.
Pull a Sean Evans.
Yeah. Otherwise, you look like a big baby.
Yes, you just look like a big man, scary child.
I can't.
That's what you look like.
I feel so... I'm not going to be okay when I'm bald.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I am... I got an alien head. I got a massive head.
I do.
Like, pictures of me as a little child are... It's so weird because, like, me from the side, and this is before my head is fully developed, and it's just, like, a big old forehead. And then my head's just, like, there.
Did everybody look like
Squidward type head, but without the handsome part.
I just have a huge head.
God.
So, when you guys were kids, did your parents just, like, shave you, like, almost bald as your haircuts?
Yeah,
like, when you were, like,
was.
Really young?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think I was... Normal.
It was always like just
really
some,
short. Yeah.
Some hair here, and then just like really short on the sides.
Yeah,
I was just like really short on the sides, and then I think I had like a little bit of like a whoosh going on in the front.
Oh, like my first,
I like barely
first
any of a Superman whoosh,
7 years of my life.
No
I did
hair.
Not have
were you
like
a buzz cut
hair.
Kid?
Yes.
Really?
But not by choice.
That's probably because you were going to get sent off to the military camps if you weren't doing better.
At that point in my life, I did not care about my hair.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you're a little kid.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
You can do stuff.
The only
with
thing
your
I
hair.
Cared was the fact that I absolutely hated getting haircuts.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't like it?
I despised that.
What did you not like about it?
My mom had to bribe me with candy to get a haircut.
Really?
Well, but like, did you not like it because it was just like random woman? Like
no,
your
my
hair,
dad cut my
just
hair.
Oh,
dad cut your hair.
That'd be sick.
No,
what's the problem? You just didn't like it?
Yes, I
just
didn't
like it.
It
was scary. It was
boring.
Like into
I
your
just
brain.
Sat there for 30 minutes and it was itchy.
Oh.
It was itchy.
I guess so.
Have y'all ever been to a barber?
No.
One time in my life, I went to a barber. I was a little kid and my dad was like, you've been getting your hair. I'll just bring it to this barber. And then... I swear to God, he probably just does the same haircut for everybody. That's how every single barber is. They're just like, yeah, I'm going to give you the old 1-2. And then he cut my hair, and he put my bangs, like, here. And I was like, I'm never going back.
You're like, I look terrible.
Yeah.
For those listening and not watching, Jack made the hand signal to signify that his bangs were very short.
I put
short.
It, like, right at the top of my head.
Yeah.
They were
right at the top of his
really
forehead.
Really short. I had a long journey of finding a good hairstylist or a good place to get my haircut.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, I would always get my haircut just like at random places. I think, who did it? Bing Dong at Uptown Style in Crofton. They would cut my hair. And I got my haircut there forever. And then something changed. And then I got my haircut once. And it was like... diagonal. My bangs were like diagonal across my... Maybe I was like tilting my head while I was getting my hair cut or something like that.
Yeah.
But my bangs were just like there.
Oh my God.
And then my sisters were like, you got to get your haircut somewhere else. And I was like, what are you talking about? No beef against Uptown Style. I'm sure they do great. Wendy works there. Wendy's great. Mm-hmm. But I had no standards. I was like, yeah, my hair's my hair.
Yeah, you're just a little child.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
And my sisters were just like, you're never going there again. And I was like, what's wrong? They were like, look at your hair. Look at it.
Look at your hair.
And then I went on such a long journey of trying to find somewhere that cuts my hair for like relatively cheap.
Where's that place?
And now I just go to Great Clips.
Dude, you got to hit up Sandy Mellum.
Sandy Mellum?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
That's where I go to. She's really good.
Does your dad not cut your hair anymore?
No.
Why?
Because.
Say, Dad, I want a low taper fade.
No.
see what he does.
He'd probably just watch a YouTube video real quick.
He'd be like,
I try his best.
I want to, if I could just like get my hair cut, my hair is like the easiest to cut for every single barber. There's like an old lady at Great Clips who just, I'm like, hey, can you cut my hair? And she's like, last time you did a 4 on the sides and like a half inch off the top. Is that what you want? And I'm like, yeah.
And then she's like,
and then she just goes, wow, wow,
wow. Hey, all done.
All done. And she's like, do you want any product in it?
No.
No, I'm good. Do you want me to do something else? You want me to like style a little bit more? And I'm like, that's fine. She's like, is that all?
And you're like, yeah.
It takes like 6 minutes because she's just like that quick.
Yeah.
She just goes, wah, 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 you're done.
And then she says the same stuff every time. And you're like, nope.
And I'm like, I'm fine.
No. Nope.
Thank you.
Nope.
I appreciate it.
So cutting my hair is the exact opposite. It's like, really? Vietnam. It's like it's a long, it's like costly affair.
That it is very true.
Yeah. It's because it's so thick.
Is your hair just thick?
Yeah, he's got so much thick.
And like, they have to dampen it down multiple times. Really? Because they're just getting into the underbrush and the underbrush of the hair. Underbrush.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They just do me a little spritz bottle and then chop me up. That's all it really is. One time I went to Great Clips, I brought Grant with me because he needed a haircut too. And he had like full afro at that point.
Oh, I remember that, Grant.
But brought him to Great Clips, and he was like, yeah, I'll go, why not? And we got our haircut. We both went back at, like, the same time with two different stylists. Lady chopped up my hair. It took, like, 10 minutes. And then I was, like, paying, and then I sat there for a long time.
Yeah.
Just waiting for Grant to get done, because Grant, with his curly rainforest
of hair.
Yeah, with his rainforest of hair. The lady was just like, wow, you have such beautiful curls. Yeah, so beautiful.
Like,
and she like kept like sawing at it. She like gets out a chainsaw. Yeah.
Chainsaw.
Yeah, that's what she had to do. It was
He was there, he witnessed.
I was very annoyed, but it was very comedic looking back. That it takes so long to cut Grant's hair, and it takes like
a second 10 minutes to cut most. Yours.
You know, I was thinking of maybe going bald at some point just for ease of convenience.
Go for it.
It would be very
convenient. My mom would kill me.
Shave your head, boy.
Oh, yeah. I could fade you up pretty good. So not going to lie.
We could do it.
I believe.
You could let us do
it. Does anybody have
special like podcast
stuff? I have best special podcast, and the whole time it's just... That's all you hear. And it's us just like...
Yeah. Yeah, we're just like off in the background.
The whole time.
Yeah.
That'd be a great podcast.
Yeah. I would.
We could cut your hair.
Yeah, honestly.
I was actually planning to cut Carter's hair. He was going to let me.
Really?
Did but he not let you?
No. We were going to do it, but nobody had any stuff to do it. I feel like it would not be that hard to cut somebody's hair.
Honestly, yeah. Dude, I pay attention. Some people apparently go on their phones while somebody's cutting their hair.
Yeah.
How could you do that?
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, I'd get hair all over my phone.
That too.
And I feel like I would just annoy the person cutting my hair.
I would feel so bad.
You're just like,
somebody's cutting my hair,
and they're like,
and I'm just going on my phone. I feel so bad. I don't talk. I'm trying to get good at talking to the hairstylist.
No, that's me too.
Oh, I sit there, I'm just like,
she'll ask me 3 questions, and I'll just be like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel so
bad.
Yeah,
we did this one thing, and then she'll just go silent for like
30.
Yeah,
it's like, how's the weather?
The
yes.
Rest of the time.
Yesterday I got my hair cut, if you didn't know. Yesterday I got my hair cut at Great Clips, different lady, and I was trying really hard to start conversation, and I was like, am I the problem?
It's just, it's so awkward.
It's so difficult. She's cutting my hair, and I was just like, yeah, I've got a homecoming this week. She's like, oh, how's that going?
Yeah. How's your pet fish doing?
Yeah. And she just ended up talking about her son.
And you're so like, yes, that's cool.
Honestly, I'm fine. If you just want to rant about your life,
go for
that's
it.
That's,
it's kind of fun to listen to.
Either way, I'm
random people's
I'm
problems.
Looking in the mirror. I'm paying attention to every single thing she's doing. If somebody needs their hair cut just like me, Darren, your hair is similar. I think
You could do it.
I could cut your hair.
I could cut your hair.
I feel like I could. I would just like shave the sides, and then you leave that little bowl, and then I just take it, take a comb, and go.
Yeah. Yeah. Just texture it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
I need a texturing scissors. But then so you I can just take your hair.
Dude. Okay. The one thing I don't like. So, are you scared to talk to the person cutting your hair?
A little bit.
Yeah. I am very scared of doing that.
I have figured out.
She uses these like scissors that thin out your hair.
Yes.
But it like. Thins out my hair, and I hate it, and it's terrible. I have such thin hair after she does that.
Really?
So I want her to keep it, not do that, but I'm too scared to tell her. So every time I go, my hair gets super thin, and then, like...
That was me as a kid, yeah, for sure.
But, like, everybody has, like, when you get your... You wouldn't know, obviously.
You wouldn't but, know.
Like, you know when you get your hair cut? It's, yes. Like, 3 days later, your hair is absolutely perfect.
Low-key.
And then after that day, it's just, like...
Not to disagree with you here. Actually, no, but you're right.
To disagree with you.
No, I thought you were going. I thought you were going to say that your hair's terrible within 3 days, and then like 2 weeks later, it's fine. That's how I used to be. I used to be like, I get my hair cut, and I was like, this is terrible, and then like after a week, I'm fine.
I bet you're just like,
Oh, but I always regret my hairccuts. I should just stop. Just stop cutting my hair.
Now I get my hair cut. I'm pretty fly right now.
I'm a pretty fly dude.
I think I'm pretty slick.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Pretty fly for a white male. I think I'm chilling.
Ginger.
Right now.
Ginger male, not white. Ginger.
Asterisk on white. Ginger. I think we're a different ethnicity. I
think you guys should have your own.
We should have our own thing?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It'd be sick.
That'd be kind of cool. We kind of have our own, like,
cult culture.
Yeah.
Well, we halfway have our own. Well, not that all the gingers are Irish.
There's like an unusual amount of gingers in Crofton, Nebraska.
Really? Do you think so?
I think so. Like you go anywhere else,
what's
you see
wrong
like one.
With that, Darren?
No, I'm not saying there's.
There's a lot of things. I'm joking.
I don't know, but like there's so many gingers in Crofton, Nebraska.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Recently, Hey, Jack.
He's back.
Recently, I've turned more brown.
You have.
my hair has, to clarify.
Better clarify.
He's not Michael Jackson.
That's very true.
Wait, isn't that like reverse Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
My hair has turned darker as I've grown up. Like, I was full ginger. Grant is very gingery.
No,
I'm a little bit more
when I was brown. A baby, like, in the summertime, my hair would actually be, like, blonde. Would very it? Blonde.
Yeah,
and
that
now
happens.
It's always brown.
Yeah, for sure.
My hair has been the same forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like,
probably will be.
A lot of people who are, like, blonde now at, like, our age were, like, platinum blonde. Like Lane Schieffer.
It was like it hurt to look at.
Oh yeah,
the sun would like refract.
I mean, it still hurts to look at Lane, but Lane was platinum blonde.
I feel like I remember that.
Yeah, so I mean, like hair color changes. I think eye color changes, right?
I
Lance?
Think so.
What?
Eye color changes too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, eye color. Like most babies are born with blue eyes, I think.
Oh, something that makes like that. Sense.
And then it browns over time. Like an apple.
I don't know.
Like an apple rotting
goes from
away.
Blue to brown.
Like every apple does.
As an apple does.
Honestly, yeah. I think mine might have grayed since I've like kind of lost the passion
Your
for
peepers?
Everything. Yes, my peepers.
Really?
I think, yeah, they look dark.
Take off them glasses,
they look,
fella.
Oh, you do not want me to do that. I look horrible. I think they've dulled.
You
They're
do
just
kind of
like
gray blue.
Grayish, yeah.
You do have a gray blue.
They look stupid.
I know.
I'm kidding.
Dude, I look horrible
you
without
beautiful
my
face.
No,
peepers,
you're wonderful.
Man. Only redeeming wonderful. Factor about my face. I have beautiful
no,
peepers.
No, you're wonderful. I have to hype you up. I'm your brother.
I'll hype you up. Hype you up. I love the peepers.
Well, hubris comes before a great fall.
Mm-hmm. That is true, mm-hmm. But no.
That's true, but no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
Stay humble.
That.
Stay humble. Hashtag.
Be humble. Hashtag Kendrick Lamar.
Hashtag sit down.
Sit. Yes.
Humble. Yes.
Was he you on know? That?
Yes.
That is
song.
A Kendrick song.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, sit down, be humble, stand up, drink.
No, not the right one. Not the right one.
Yeah.
My opinion is people's eyes change and they continue to change.
People's eyes do change and they continue to change.
My family's especially. Oh, okay.
My family's especially. We
All of our eyes change colors depending on our mood.
What?
Is it mood ring?
Mood? Yeah.
It's like if you're angry. Or
so like if I'm pissed off, my eyes get darker.
Special guest star Lance.
I don't believe you.
Is that actually true? Yeah. Somebody make him mad.
Someone punch him in the nuts and make him mad. Oh,
that's crazy. The wait, man,
me and Lily are both that way.
Wow.
Huh.
That's like a superpower. Actually,
that is kind of like a superpower. You need like an aura ring. That's cool. It's not a superpower. It's just a super.
Yeah.
Super thing.
Ability.
Super interesting. Ability. Super interesting fun fact.
Genes. Yeah.
Is that actually?
Yeah, that means you're a mutated freak.
That's cool. That's actually, wow. So if you're just like trying to hide that you're sad, and someone like looks in your eyes, sunglasses.
Yeah. Well, no. When he's sad, his pupil turns into a raindrop.
Oh, make it look or like just a like it. Yeah. A frowning face.
And then when he's mad, it turns to fire. Yeah. Just an emoji.
That'd be crazy. That'd
be kind of cool.
Wow. That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
I think.
I wish I could do that.
My eyes are. It
kind of sucks. I'd be like.
Wow. They know
already. I'd trip you up, Darren. I go like, and my eyes would turn all red.
I don't think they would do that.
Yes, they would.
They'd turn like a dark brown.
They turn blood red. And I go,
that's crazy.
Like that.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, so, like, is it just, like, a lightness, or does it, like, completely change in color
change
in a way?
Hues? It changes complete colors. Really? Like, mine will go from blue to green to brown. Yeah.
Can you take off your glasses so we can look at your peepers? Are you a happy fella?
I'd say.
They're kind of greenish.
They're kind of greenish
brown.
Wow.
No, my green, eyes kinda green means liver on the failure.
You have different emotions. Like, blue is happy. Green is liver failure. Yeah.
Yellow is kidney failure.
Exactly.
Yellow is astonished.
Yellow is somewhat surprised, but not all the way surprised.
Yeah,
so it's
slightly
just half and half.
Kind of encouraged.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. My eyes change depending on the lighting.
I feel like that's pretty normal.
Ooh, I mean,
I'm between green and blue.
I have a pocket too.
I have slightly a
headphones.
Gray.
You know, that'd be kind of like a fun little mini game, seeing what's all in my pockets.
Yeah, what's in your pockets? Oh my god!
One,
two, three, four, five pencils, three pens, two pens. Are those pens or pencils?
All pencils.
Those are pencils.
All
those are all pencils.
Yeah.
What do you use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pencils for?
Each lead has their own texture.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's writing his own scripture.
I do honestly write my own stuff.
I can't take anything else.
Oh, wait. There's... Oh, yeah.
Charger.
Oh, and a charger. That makes sense.
I have my phone.
Phone.
Headphones. What do you have, Darren?
In your pockets?
Two things.
I have a telephone.
Pass that wallet over, buddy.
No.
Pass it over, buddy.
Talk to me when you have short hair.
Talk to me when you have a tall person.
Okay. Talk to me when you're a tall person. Hey, Darren's not that short anymore.
Well, compared to me.
Compared to you, everyone's
you're a
short.
Giant.
Compared to me, he's a little pipsqueak.
Oh.
In the whole grand scheme of things.
I've been fooled all my life.
Yeah. Carter's
like
Carter shorter than
has all, almost. Carter's like shorter than me almost.
Carter's definitely.
But he's always wearing cowboy boots. So I always think he's taller than
oh.
me. And then the one day he wears normal shoes, I'm like, something changed.
Something is different around here.
My spider senses.
See, I don't ever have to worry about that.
Are cowboy boots just man high heels?
Yeah, yes, for sure.
They give you like 3 inches.
I never have to worry about that because to quote Travis Scott, I'm the highest in the room because I'm the tallest in the room.
Sure.
Oh.
Sure.
Okay.
To quote Travis Scott.
Travis. That's fun.
Ooh. Hope I make it out of here.
Anywho.
And he goes, let's go!
Should we find other people to podcast?
Should we?
Should we?
No.
I feel like I want to
let's carry it around
teacher.
With us.
I feel like it's plugged into the wall. If we had a battery.
Let's get like five extension cords.
Just get the battery out of my car.
If we had
yeah.
two AA batteries and a quiet environment. We could do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Anywho, thank you for podcasting.
Ballyhoo.
How about we go to the school and have them buy batteries from the choir?
The school Ballyhoo. Does have batteries. Oh, yeah, we can buy batteries from the choir for the podcast.
Ironically, yes. Those things do last a long time.
Batteries? Pick up with Mr. Baker. That is something to take up with Mr. Baker. I will talk to Mr. Baker. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you for podcasting for half an welcome. Hour.
That was not it. Half an hour.
I don't know whether
to bye-bye, put, gang.
That was.
Boy, what an abrupt ending that was. Hi, it's me, Jack again. I recorded that intro when it was still light outside and now it's dark, so you can kind of tell how long it takes for me to edit these things. But I want to thank everybody for listening. Even if it's a stupid episode like this, you guys still listen. I can still put something out even if it's not an actual journalistic thing. So I want to thank everybody. Now I'm going to read what we actually have written down. Thank you for listening to the Croft and Ware podcast. This has been Quinn and Jack Goof Off. We really appreciate your continued support and the fun stuff that not only I get to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole. You can catch us on Instagram at Croft and Journalism, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Croft and Warriors on Facebook and Twitter, at Jack Sheever on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok if you want just me. If you want to learn anything else about our school, I'm sure you could find it out. We have our school website. Look up Croft and Community Schools. I think it's croftandschools.org. I want to say, you can find us anywhere. Homecoming will come again. It'll be all right. So, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next episode. Bye-bye.